You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
It's Tuesday, which means it's either Property Tuesday or Agri Tuesday, and today is Property Tuesday, and it's quite an interesting one this week. We're taking a look at a property company called Liberty 2 Degrees that you might be familiar with in the South African market, but they've achieved something quite unique in the sustainability aspect of their operations. They've been able to achieve what is known as a level 2 status in terms of their net zero waste, making them the first retail portfolio in South Africa to achieve this. And to take a look at this, I'm joined on the line by the sustainability lead at Liberty 2 Degrees, Brian Unstead. Good evening, Brian. Thanks so much for taking the time. Net zero waste status. Take us through that. What does that mean you guys have achieved?
Good evening to you, Jimmy, and your listeners. Net zero waste status, what we have achieved, is called level 2 operational waste net zero. So it's the waste that we generate from our retail portfolio, both from tenants and from our shoppers. And we've managed to divert over 90% of the waste generated in these sites away from landfill.
Brian, how difficult is this to achieve? Because you mentioned that this includes your tenants as well within the portfolio, not just what Liberty 2 Degrees has control over.
That's correct. It is difficult. We're the first landlord that's been able to achieve this. I think we've had quite lofty ambitions about our net zero goals. And we've been able to do this over a period of a couple of years. So we started measuring what kinds of waste and the amounts of waste that we were generating and created a plan as to how we were going to improve that over a period of years. And that requires a lot of cooperation with our tenants to get the waste to us in a format that we can recycle and that we can create compost from a lot of the food waste, etc. So it's a very coordinated effort, a very deliberate effort. And we're delighted with what we've been able to achieve.
Brian, let's look at the sustainability efforts that Liberty 2 Degrees has put in beyond just being a landlord that emphasizes it to their tenants and stuff. You actually have educational initiatives. You have efforts that you've placed in malls like Sandton City. Do you want to just take us through some of the measures that you put in place that helped you get to this point?
Sure, Jimmy. So we've set targets for net zero waste, which we've now achieved. We've also set net zero water targets for 2027, and we've set net zero carbon targets for our landlord contributions for 2030. So we've got plans and work streams along all of these lines of work, and we are also reliant on, you know, especially our tenants who are big generators of or users of water and generators of carbon and users of our energy resources. And of course, we also are part of communities, whether it be in Mitchell's Plain, down in Cape Town, where we've got Liberty Promenade Mall, or the more affluent Sandton City and Nelson Mandela Square up in Sandton in Johannesburg. We are very much part of our communities, and we have a responsibility to educate our both our tenants and our shoppers in terms of what can be done. I think there's pushback from people because they feel it can be quite intimidating. And we try and break that down for people to understand that they can make a difference, whether it be at their household or whether it be at a store, a smaller store or a huge store such as Checkers or Woolworths that we have in our facilities.
Speaking of making a difference, Brian, let's look at some of the efforts that you guys have put in, or the resultant of those efforts, where it relates to creating more jobs as well. So along with this reduction of your environmental footprint and all of that, there's also a part of this sustainability that comes with those communities that you alluded to, and making sure that those communities have sustainable jobs that they can go to.
Yeah, so something like the waste pickers, you know, as a collective across South Africa, do a fantastic job in terms of recycling, and they are part of our solutions in terms of driving our diversion rates up away from landfill facilities, because it creates jobs, as you say, for them, and a means of generating an income and a livelihood. And gives those people dignity in terms of getting up and having a purpose in the morning for the work that they do, the great work that they do, I must say.
Brian, what does this mean for Liberty 2 Degrees going forward? You're now level 2. What are the next steps? How do you then improve and better this grading or this ranking of yours that you've been able to achieve where it relates to the entire portfolio of the business?
So the level 2 certification is it's either a binary yes or no that you've been able to achieve it. So it's not a rating scale of 1 to 5 as an example. Having achieved the level 2 is as good as we can get in terms of operational waste. But as I said, we're averaging at just above 90% diversion rates at the moment. And we're going to keep pushing ourselves until we can get that to as close as 100% diversions from landfill as possible, using some new technologies like pyrolysis, which is fairly new in South Africa, where you can actually incinerate certain waste and convert that into energy, another resource that is vitally important in South African context.
Well, it is always nice to see a big property company coming to the party on the sustainability front. We wish you all of the best in your efforts to continue down this road. We'll leave it at that, Brian. That's Brian Unstead, who is Sustainability Lead at Liberty 2 Degrees, joining me to reflect on their level 2 status that they've been awarded, being the first retail portfolio in South Africa to achieve this.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.